Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I'm your host, Corey James, and this is the Life Development Podcast, where I review how to choose growth and overcome adversity with a clocked in mindset, meaning that we are committed to high performance and productivity against all odds. Now, this is episode 118, entitled The Perfect Illusion. Now, this episode is for the person who, with all that they have, wants to achieve their own personal greatness and to create their own personal legend, but is struggling with feeling like everything has to be perfect. It has to be perfect. The perfect timing, the perfect approach, the perfect pitch, the perfect product, the perfect speech, the perfect recipe, the perfect spouse, the perfect everything. And all along, truth be told, the person we're talking about hasn't ever been and never will be perfect themselves. This is the perfect illusion that will keep you stuck, dissatisfied, and down on yourself until you break free of it. And that's what I really want to talk about today. Breaking free of that perfectionism that holds you back, that perfectionism that slows you down or delays you or makes you feel like you've been denied the thing that you're so passionate about and so interested in and so intrigued by, and that people have even come to you and have said, wow, you have such a gift in this area. You need to share it with the world. You need to expose it. You need to give it to more people. But if you are stuck on seeking perfection, then you may never get there. Why? Because perfection is false. Perfection is not real. Perfection is something that we never see, and even when we see it, it's false. It's created. It's computer generated. And even the computer generated versions of perfection very rarely come through as perfect, because we'll scrutinize anything in 2022. And Ryan Holiday once said, rarely begets perfection or satisfaction, only disappointment. And Brené Brown once said that perfectionism is not the same thing as striving to be our best. Perfectionism is not about healthy achievement and growth. It's a shield. And my question to you is, what is your perfectionism shielding you from? Is it from challenge? Is it from hardship? Maybe it's from being exposed by what you don't know, instead of being enlightened and expanded by what you do. See, perfectionism is not serving us, and there are so many creators who I think face the same issue, the same challenge. What I want to add is that the expectation of perfectionism that we've been privy to, that expectation is false. It doesn't serve us. It's like waiting for the unicorn to show up on your doorstep and to vomit money that'll just fill your pockets, that you can then ride off that unicorn into the sunset. And as ridiculous as this example sounds, that's what perfectionism truly is. Like, I've been in recording studios where the best take is not the perfect one. I've been in professional settings where no one has the perfect numbers. I've seen paintings where the imperfection is what makes it so valuable. We've all seen these examples. I'm trained as a chef, and even in the meals that we create, perfectly following the recipe to one person can be great and to another can be deemed a failure, because people have different tastes. There is no actual perfection. Perfection is subjective to the person who is now seeking it or perceiving it. So, what are we actually chasing when we chase perfectionism? Honestly, I think that when we chase perfectionism, what we're really seeking is procrastination. What we're really seeking is, again, that shield that Brené Brown mentioned, that delays the potential judgment that can come from us putting ourselves out there. But to the creatives out there, to those who are facing perfectionism and feel beat down by it, let me just tell you that there's so much more life to live, and you don't need to be perfect to give your greatest effort, to give your 100%, your 100+%. You don't need to be perfect. What you need to do is figure out your process. You need to find the time, carve out the time to identify your process. Let me let me give you some tips that I found that have worked for me, at least, in overcoming perfection, because I can guarantee you this podcast will not be perfect. My Instagram posts, they won't be perfect either. My signature speech whenever I'm speaking at a school or an organization, it's not perfect. The meals that I make, they aren't perfect either. But guess what? These things that bring me joy, these things that really warm my heart, that warm my belly, that fill my belly, the moments that I enjoy most with my sons, the moments that I enjoy with my wife, the planning that we do, the things that we pursue in life, they don't have to be perfect to feel amazing. And while doing some research, I even found that most perfectionism stems from one simple thing, and that's fear of judgment or disapproval from others. So my challenge to you today is to let's overcome that fear of judgment. Let's overcome that disapproval of others. Let's overcome that little voice in the back of our heads that says you shouldn't do it because they're gonna judge you. They're gonna see you for who you really are. And when I say really are, what I really mean is that voice of imposter syndrome that's talking you out of the things that your higher self will talk you into. So real quick, here's some things that you can try to combat your perfectionism. And I hope that you start today. Don't procrastinate on this, because you need to get started today. You deserve this. You deserve this effort. Your family, the people who will receive your gifts and who will be impacted by it, the people whose lives will be changed, they need to see you. They need to hear from you. They need you to tap into your highest self so that they can be unlocked by what it is you contribute to the world. And here is step one. Identify and pursue your gifts. Because sometimes we seek perfectionism in the realm of something that we're not even talented in. Let's just be honest, right? If we were talking about painting, right? And painting realism, whatever style, that is not my gift. That's not my thing. That's not my jam. I don't have the eye for it right now. I don't have the steadiness of my hands for it. I am not practiced in this area. So it would be very easy for me to say, okay, I need perfectionism in this to put anything out, but maybe this isn't my thing, and that's okay too. Sometimes we can be intrigued by something and we can be inspired by something that still is not where the area that we would create from. So identify your gifts, what comes the most natural to you, and pursue that. Make sure that if you're seeking to give to the world, that it's in the area of your gifts, because that will come most naturally to you. It will come second nature. It'll be harder to think through to the point of perfectionism if you're enjoying yourself as you create to begin with. And two, set achievable goals. Like, I'm guilty of it sometimes, and I'm sure so are you, but sometimes in life we set these such high goals, these high marks as our next step, that it becomes easy to fall into that cycle of procrastination, that cycle of perfectionism, because the truth is we will never get to that next step if it is set so high that few people ever achieve it to begin with. If I said that my first book, which I'm writing right now, has to sell 1 million copies on day one, then guess what? I'm going to micromanage myself every single line and every single word to try to make it the most perfect that it possibly can be to increase the chances of selling 1 million copies on day one. And I'm not saying that it's impossible, but I'm saying that it's highly unlikely. And if that is my standard, then that standard will more than likely never be met, which means my book won't get finished, which means that what I really need to do is focus on one word, one line, then one paragraph, then one page, then one chapter. And then those chapters, now repeated, that process repeated leads to those chapters, which then construct my book. And even then, guess what? In the end, I have to send it off to be edited. And it still will be tweets. And then the cover, the first version of it may not be right. Second version may not be right. There are steps. I will have to fall and fail forward at every step of the process. And until you're willing to fail forward, it'll be so much harder to accomplish anything but don't let perfectionism be the lens that you view your work through, because that will keep you from creating anything and making any progress. Not only that, it'll hurt your heart, it'll hurt your mind, it's unfortunate, but it'll eat away at your mental health, because you'll start to tell yourself things like, maybe I'm not cut out for this, maybe I'm not good enough, maybe I'm not worthy, that imposter syndrome, right? Maybe I'm just not capable. Maybe I should just quit right now. And that is not where we deserve to be. You deserve better than that. So treat yourself better than that. Speak to yourself better than that. Break those negative thought loops that would get you to a point of now leaning on perfectionism as a form of procrastination. Now, step three is prioritize to avoid procrastination. So when I say prioritize, what I mean is, if you're really breaking it down to bite-sized steps, right? Achievable steps, achievable goals, after you've already identified and you are now pursuing your gifts, if you're really breaking it down, then you can prioritize what that next action is that needs to be taken to really get you to now step three from step two, right? Achievable, step three, right? And then step four, achievable. Right. And for me, if it's finishing one page, one paragraph, one chapter, one podcast at a time, as you're listening to, as you may be seeing, if I take this approach, then now I can prioritize that next step without getting so idealized about the big picture of the final product. And when you take this approach, it's like adding that one ingredient at a time into the pot and building the flavors, instead of just dumping it all at once and then one item is overcooked, right? Another item is undercooked. And overall, you end up with this mush and a mess that nobody wants to eat and devour. And it's not appetizing to anyone, let alone you, the person who created it. And then you could also be hard on yourself because you took the wrong steps in the process and kept yourself from actually achieving the true goal. And number four, the last tip that I'll give you for today's episode is gamify your growth. Games, video games, right? Computer games, cell phone games, whatever they are more popular than they have ever been, especially with Twitch, especially with streaming and all of these options that are out there. But why are you not gamifying your life in a way that can benefit you instead of just gamifying the systems that are already placed before you, right? Imagine if I said, okay, I will reward myself at this checkpoint of my process with X thing that will make me feel great. For me, maybe it's a spa day. Imagine saying that I will reward myself with the spa day only after I achieve this goal. And guess what? If that goal is not achieved, then that spa day will not happen. Let's gamify it. Let's make it fun. Let's make it intriguing. Let's make it interesting. Let's involve others. Let's set some challenges. Let's add some monetary goals. Let's take these steps. Let's take this process and flip it on its head so that perfectionism is no longer enticing or intriguing or something. It's no longer a trap that we can fall into. And I say this because, again, you as a creator have so much to offer to the world, but you have to be focused. You have to be present. You have to produce. No matter how many people are watching, you have to produce. No matter how many likes you get, you have to produce. No matter how many views you're getting, you have to produce. You have to put something out into the world. And yes, by the small-minded people, they will judge you, and they will judge you the most harshly. But you know who your peers are. You know who your audience is. You know who you're speaking to, who you're creating for, and you know that those people's opinions hold the most value. They actually are the only ones who truly hold value outside of your own. So with that being said, let's beat the perfectionism illusion. Let's overcome the perfection illusion. And thank you for sitting through what was not perfect, but has still been produced. Now, I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. I believe in what you're doing. I believe in your ability to overcome these things and to accomplish these things, but I cannot believe more than you do. So this is where I challenge you to believe in yourself and to not lean on perfectionism, because it's not real. It's make-believe. Believe in yourself over perfectionism. Go be great. It's a great time to get clocked in. And as always, choose growth. It's Corey.